Chapter 7. Can the Marketplace Be Ethical? Corporate Responsibility. In this chapter, you will learn how to define corporate responsibility, or CR, corporate citizenship, and business ethics. You will examine and assess the free market views of the market and CR, and how these relate to ethics. You will examine and assess the stakeholder view of business and bring out the implications for CR practice. You'll be able to make a case for CR in business and develop and use a framework for corporate social responsibility, CSR, that connects to the practicalities of business. First, history. You might get the impression from some business school academics that CSR, CR, began in the 1980s in American business schools. Nothing could be further from the truth. So-called corporate responsibility goes back a very long way. A good example is in Britain, in the work of the Quakers in the Industrial Revolution. For them, business was simply part of society, and as business people, they were responsible for that society, including their workers. The responsibility comes from a largely Christian worldview, which saw man as co-creator with God, or stewards of creation. Second, when CSR emerges in the 1980s, it does so partly because of scandals where things went wrong with business, but also because we have the brave new world of business studies focused in the rigour of science and seeking to provide theory and justification for business values and practice. So it feels like something new. The result is that we have attempts to fit CSR into cognate areas such as business ethics, attempts to justify CSR through theories such as stakeholder theory, attempts to critique CSR through forms of agency theory, and attempts to develop CR in a broader, more virtue-based approach, focusing on the nature and practice of responsibility. Each of these is referred to in the text of Chapter 7. It is the fourth of these which is gaining more acceptance. CSR theories are important, but not sufficient. Stakeholder theory, for instance, has many different sub-theories, from descriptive, this is how things are, to normative, this is how they should be. Too much reliance on theory and related models can lead to greenwashing, formulaic responses to CSR demands which do not actually engage the practice of responsibility in everyday business activity. A good illustration of this is the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico from the Deepwater Horizon. All the CSR checklists had been checked, but no one took responsibility for the safety of the drilling or adequate emergency plans. Third, then, it is important to both set out what the practice of responsible business looks like and also how this relates to the practice of decision-making. Good decision-making involves an awareness of the social and physical environment and how the business connects to that data gathering, critical awareness of core ethical values and wider value and purpose of business, value management, dialogue with stakeholders about how to practice responsibility together, the development of creative responsibility, finding new possibilities in how to practice responsibility. Underlying this are three models of responsibility: critical agency, the capacity to critically reflect on value, values, ideas, practice, and the social and physical environment; accountability, giving a coherent and mutual account of meaning and practice to all stakeholders; and positive responsibility, looking to develop new novel ways of sharing responsibility for the social and physical environment, rather than focusing on negative responsibility focused on the fear of being blamed. In this perspective, business does not relate to stakeholders of the business, but rather becomes one of all stakeholders who are together responsible to and for the social and physical environment. This takes us beyond the triple bottom line into a focus on the identity of business and thus the integrity of business, and into integrated thinking and reporting. A good example of this is Simon Robinson's most recent work in 2016, where he looks at integrity as ongoing critical reflection and the practice of responsibility. The focus now is on integrated thinking, engaging worldviews, culture, principles and practice, and on integrated reporting, which recognises the six capitals: financial, manufacturing, human, social and relational, intellectual and natural, the environment capital in which all others sit. Responsibility, the decision-making process and integration, can all be seen in the case of the computer game firm in Chapter 7. Through effective dialogue, the board of the firm were able to critically reflect on their responsibility in that situation and able to respond in the most effective and ethical manner. In summary, the chapter suggests that CR has moved on from a limited model, largely to do with philanthropy, to one that takes into account the stakeholder network of the business environment. Business still has to make a profit, but can see itself as a corporate citizen sharing responsibility with other groups in society. These responsibilities have to be carefully negotiated to achieve the best result for stakeholders and the business itself. In all this, it is argued that in the global context, companies have moved beyond a threshold, accepting the fact that beyond profits, there is a political, social, and environmental dimension to their activities that cannot be ignored. They have moved beyond compliance. This involves an increasing sense of the company as a corporate citizen. Faced by environmental and social issues that are greater than any particular interest, there is a position of shared responsibility from which CR begins. An awareness and appreciation of the complex and dynamic business environment, including values, issues, and stakeholders connected to the company's business. Business being responsive to a social and physical environment that is constantly dynamic. This means that CR can only be worked out interactively, negotiating responsibility with the different stakeholders. This includes awareness of and responsiveness to human rights in all aspects of the value chain, from suppliers to consumers. This makes CR developmental and transformative. And finally, codes of practice and mission statements will help the core values of CR to be embedded. However, the ongoing learning process also requires that outcomes be audited.